addiction is defined as the continued compulsive use of a substance or a behavior despite harm to oneself or others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنما يريد الشيطان أن يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء في الخمر والميسر ويصدكم عن ذكر الله وعن الصلاة فهل أنتم منتهون. Shaitan only wants to cause between you animosity and hatred through intoxicants and gambling and to avert you from the remembrance of Allah and from prayer. So will you not desist. This ayah is remarkable because it's mentioning what? Al-adawat wal-baghda, animosity. This is felt when you're harming others. Baghda, hatred. This is felt when you're harming yourself. So it perfectly fits the definition. Furthermore, it mentions what? Al-khamr wal-maysir, intoxicants. These are addictive substances. Al-maysir, gambling. These are addictive behaviors. Again, perfectly fitting the definition. And even more comprehensively, something that even the specialists haven't mentioned is what? Allah Ta'ala even more comprehensively mentions two things that it averts. Dhikrullah and as-salah, remembrance of God and prayer. When you lack the remembrance of God, it's eroding your mental and spiritual state. It's rotting you from the inside. And salah, this is a reference to what? Eroding your behavior from the outside. So subhanAllah, this ayah has such an incredible definition of addiction. And then Allah Ta'ala finishes with the question, will you finally desist? Are you finally going to stop? Are you done yet? And then the question is left to you to respond. It's very awkward to listen to a lecture about pornography addiction. It's even more awkward to stand here and talk about it. But this is the month of Ramadan, the month of physical and spiritual cleansing, a month of detox. So let's just get through this together, inshallah, okay? Inshallah, we'll be okay. What is the problem? Let's first outline the issue. 70% of men, 30% of women are regular users of pornography. And between the year of 1948 to 2002, erectile dysfunction for men under the age of 40 was only 2 to 3%, very low. But since 2010, ED, or erectile dysfunction, rates have been steadily increasing from 14 to 33%. That's a tenfold increase, or if you will, a 1,000% increase. 1,000% because of what? The smartphones and the internet and so on and so forth. Another problem is DE or PE, either delayed ejaculation or premature ejaculation. Simply put, when you train your mind to be aroused by watching instead of doing anything, this is causing young men to be unaroused in the bedroom. They're not able to perform as a man. They can't function with a real woman because they've trained themselves to only respond to online images. This is truly problematic. So what is the root of the issue? And I think it's very important and powerful. It's very necessary to understand what is this rooted in. The root of addiction is often in power. When somebody is addicted to something, it gives them a sense of feeling powerful. You're addicted to something that gives you this sense of dominance, feeling like you are the king of the world. This is why Shaitan promises had promised our father Adam alayhi salam. He said what? Hal adulluka ala shajaratil khuld wa mulkin la yabla. Shaitan knew what he was doing. He said to Adam alayhi salam, shall I direct you to a tree of eternity and kingdom that will never waste away? I want to give you this sense of power. Now, this tree can differ from one person to the next. And it depends on the individual, and it depends on their particular weakness. For some, this feeling of sexual empowerment is a fantasy that's pursued through viewing pornography. And subhanAllah, how amazing that Allah Ta'ala mentions what this ayah in which Allah Ta'ala says, الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. That Shaitan, Shaitan threatens you with poverty. He promises you that you're going to be poor, and then he orders you to immorality. You might look at this ayah and say, what's the connection between the two? Why does he first promise you that you're going to be broke, and then after that, he commands you to do things that are immoral, sexually fahsha, sexually immoral? And the combination of the two is very interesting. Promising poverty makes you feel weak, and then the question is, how do I fix it? How do I feel this sense of weakness? Well, commanding to sexual immorality makes you feel strong and powerful. So you see a connection in multiple ayat. This is the goal of Shaitan. And just on an anecdotal or smaller level, but still I think quite interesting, there's a famous quote by Oscar Wilde. It's a funny quote, but I think it's quite brilliant as well. He said, "Everything in the world is about sex, except sex. It's about power." And I find that to be humorous, but at the same time, very intelligent. Why is he saying that it's about power? Well, because normally, specifically for men, a man must work hard in order to make money and become wealthy. He must exercise persistently to become strong. He must study for long hours in order to become intelligent. He must remain diligent and practicing in order to become righteous. And usually, it's only after he has proven himself to be righteous and smart and strong and wealthy, now he can attract a woman. Therefore, pornography tricks the mind into feeling like you've accomplished so much because you've earned your prize instantaneously instead of having to work for it. So, if this is the problem, and if this is the root of the issue, what are some of the solutions? The solutions for single men, number one, the Prophet ﷺ told us, you need to fast. The Prophet ﷺ says, "Ya ma'shar al-shabab, O young people, whoever can, man istata'a al-ba'a falyatazawwaj, whoever amongst you can get married, get married." As Muslims, we're supposed to encourage people to get married young. We're not the type of people that say delay, delay, delay forever. No, if you can get married, you should get married. Why? Because it helps you lower your gaze and it helps you to protect your private parts. It's preventing you from falling into zina. But then the Prophet ﷺ continues and says what? وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَعَلَيْهِ بِالصَّوْمِ فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ وِجَاءَ. And whoever is not able to marry, then let him fast, as it diminishes his lusts. So, fasting, which we are doing, and which you can continue to do, inshallah ta'ala, is going to empower you if you have to continue to do so, even after the month of Ramadan. Second point, not just fasting, another very important key element in order to overcome this addiction is what? Seek out challenges. Our brains are designed to naturally seek out homeostasis, or basically a state of balance. When you bombard the body with quick pleasure, that state becomes the new normal. And you'll need to constantly increase pleasure just to feel normal or even happy. And therefore, because of that, if you're not doing that constantly, what happens? Naturally, you're going to start to feel depressed. However, if you train yourself to seek out pain through exercise, through sports, through any sort of challenging tasks, then you slowly but surely acclimate yourself to struggling. Then, because you're used to struggling, being at rest feels a lot more satisfying. Why? Because when the body senses pain, it starts to auto-correct with feel-good transmitters like dopamine, serotonin, and norepinephrine. Hence, we all, I'm sure, are familiar with like the runner's high. You know, you go running, it starts to hurt at first, but after that first 15 minutes, you get this sort of euphoric feeling, and you start to feel really good. Everybody knows the feeling of, let's say, taking a cold plunge, taking a cold shower. Obviously very painful and challenging at first, but then you feel good for long hours, even afterwards. You feel fresh and you feel so good. Same thing with a good exercise. Those of you that like martial arts, and I'm sure you can relate to this, or any other sport. You do a really good workout, you get that good stressful beating, you could say. It's really difficult. And what happens as a result of that? You then feel good for long hours after that. Why? Because your body gives you this euphoric sense. So what is the point? Do not let masturbation be your only source of physical pleasure. You need to exercise and reconnect with the feeling of triumph after completing a difficult difficult task or difficult challenge. And it's also very, very important to recognize the function of dopamine. There are two really amazing functions that it has. Number one is feeling happy. But number two is dopamine is necessary for movement. And I find the connection between these two is no coincidence. In fact, they're correlated and in such an amazing way. Why? Because we are, as human beings, designed to keep active. You're supposed to hustle in life if you want to stay happy. You're supposed to be pursuing something. Allah Ta'ala designed us to work in order to feel happy. Doesn't matter how much wealth and comfort you have, if you just sit around and do nothing, you will feel depressed. And Allah Ta'ala highlights this point so beautifully when Allah Ta'ala says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Whoever does righteousness, whether they are male or female, while he is a believer, we will surely cause him to live a good and pure life. What is so fascinating about this ayah? I'm sure we all know that usually Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. those who believe and do righteous deeds. You find that internal faith is mentioned first, and external action is mentioned second. In this ayah, Allah Ta'ala switches the order to highlight action first. If you want to be happy in life, I'm going to switch the order, make it abnormal, to make you recognize that you need to put more emphasis, not on just having the right faith. Yes, that's good, of course. But I'm going to put first, move, get active. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ Whoever does good actions, whether male or female, while they're a believer. Belief comes second, action was first. So this is a very, very powerful rhetorical point to emphasize what? The biological fact. Dopamine is connected what? To happiness and movement. You have to be active. Challenge yourself. Seek out pain, challenges, being tough, and allow this to be your source of pleasure instead of just seeking masturbation and so forth. And now, in terms of a solution for married men, as I mentioned at the beginning, this addiction is often fed by this sense of weakness, powerlessness, emasculation. And so, therefore, men take comfort in fantasy. Recently, I was speaking to a young man about some of his problems, and I asked him if he could speak to his wife about this issue. And he said, no, I can't. No, I can't talk to my wife about these things. Okay. He was later on talking about problems he was having at the workplace, specifically with dealing with certain women at the workplace. I said, can you talk to them? No, I can't talk to them. Can you talk to HR? No. Can you talk to the boss? No. He felt like he couldn't talk to anybody. Okay, that seemed very odd. So later on in the conversation, we're talking about politics and how so many things are taking place around the world that we wish we could have an effect upon, but unfortunately we feel weak and powerless. I also mentioned, well, at least we can have an effect in terms of da'wah. Maybe we can talk to people about Islam, make a difference that way. Oh no, I'm not knowledgeable enough, I don't think I can. SubhanAllah, I start to tally this all up. I start to calculate. If we're feeling weak politically, socially, we feel weak at work, we even feel weak in our own homes, then is it any surprise? I would say no, there's no surprise that men are often seeking a sense of false power, a false empowerment through online fantasy. It doesn't seem like such a shock. Let's remember that indeed Allah Ta'ala lets us know that marriage is supposed to empower. It's supposed to empower the man when he gets married. Allah Ta'ala says, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ وَبِمَا أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ فَالصَّالِحَاتُ قَانِتَاتٌ حَافِظَاتٌ لِلْغَيْبِ بِمَا حَفِظَ اللَّهُ Men are in charge, they are the caretakers and maintainers of women by right of what Allah has given one over the other, and that they spend from their wealth. You're supposed to get married and feel empowered. I'm working, I'm taking care of my wife, I'm the leader of this relationship. This is supposed to be the intent. And so righteous women are devoutly obedient, guarding in their husband's absence what Allah would have them guard. Allah Ta'ala is saying, you want to obey. This is a clear indication from our deen. And so I think it's imperative that young men, if you're feeling the sense of weakness, you have to start to be honest about your needs. I'm sure we've all heard the story of Pavlov's dog, right? Famous story about Pavlov's dog. The dog that was trained to salivate whenever he heard a bell, right? Ring the bell and he knows food's coming. So you train the mind every single time. Well, what many of us don't know is that that dog was later trained to stop salivating because Pavlov would repeatedly ring the bell without giving the dog food. And if you do that time and time again, slowly but surely the dog learns that bell doesn't mean food anymore. In other words, yes, you can train a certain behavior, but that behavior can also be untrained. What am I trying to get at? Instead of the habit that many people are secretly harboring, this habit of seeing a sexual image and then immediately taking refuge in masturbation, what should you do? See a sexual image and immediately try to go to your wife. Is this my advice? No, this is the advice of the Prophet ﷺ, who says, إِذَا أَحَدُكُمْ أَعْجَبَتْهُ الْمَرْأَةُ فَوَقَعَتْ فِي قَلْبِهِ فَلْيَعْمِدْ إِلَىٰ إِمْرَأَتِهِ فَلْيُوَاقِعْهَا فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ يَرُدُّ مَا فِي نَفْسِهِ When a woman attracts one of you and she captivates your heart, he should go to his wife immediately and sleep with her, for it would repel what he's feeling. In other words, train yourself to immediately redirect the patterns in your mind, redirect the impulsive response. And this is important for the brothers to practice. And in addition to that, it's important for our sisters to remember. Sisters, if you married him, and if you didn't want to obey him, if you didn't want to empower him, if you didn't want him as your leader, then my question is, why did you even marry him to begin with, right? Why did you marry a person if you didn't want to be with him physically, to cater to his needs, to listen to him, and so on and so forth? Rather, we should remind our sisters, it's very important. If you're getting married, this comes with certain responsibilities. You should only marry someone if you realize that you want to take on this role. We are living in very strange and unique times. And as such, I think it's very important that sisters understand what they're going, what we are dealing with, what they're getting into when they get into marriage. We know that, unfortunately, when getting to know a future husband, neither the sister will ask nor will the brother simply volunteer the information that he has certain online addictions. This information usually isn't volunteered. And therefore, unfortunately, because nobody wants to talk about these things, often sisters are going into a marriage blind. And so my suggestion is, at the least, you want to create an environment where honesty is encouraged. Inshallah, I'll continue with a little bit more advice in the second khutbah. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam sim kathira. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. So, the first piece of advice for married men is to make sure they respond and that they have a relationship with their wife where it's under, there's an understanding that there's certain needs that need to be fulfilled in order to break away from certain habits. That's number one. Number two is what? Recognize that pornography addiction can easily get to people who feel isolated. Therefore, the solution is to become more social. How amazing that the Prophet ﷺ has told us, أَلَا لَا يَخْلُوَنَّ رَجُلٌ بِمْرَأَةٍ إِلَّا كَانَ ثَالِثُهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْجَمَاعَةِ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْفُرْقَةِ فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ مَعَ الْوَاحِدِ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ أَبْعَدٍ. Indeed, a man is not alone with a woman, but that the third is shaitan. When you are isolated and alone with a real woman, or even nowadays with these images, then what? Shaitan is easier to get you. Why? Because you're alone. Then the next words of the Prophet ﷺ, stick to the jama'ah. Make sure you're with good people, healthy environment. Come to your regular salawat and beware of separation. Be careful when it comes to separating. Why? Because indeed shaitan is with one and he's further away from two. The bigger of a group you are with the believers, inshallah ta'ala, you will be safe. Furthermore, you should recognize that unfortunately, when it comes to other addictions, you have to take the substance first in order to get addicted, right? Nobody is born, usually, naturally, people aren't born heroin addicts or cigarette, you know, smoking cigarettes or anything like this. You have to take the substance first and then you develop an addiction. However, when it comes to attraction, you're born with it. You are born addicted to the opposite gender, so to speak. And so because of that, this is something that is extremely difficult to overcome. In fact, the Prophet says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ عَلَى إِبْنِ آدَمْ حَظَّهُ مِنَ الزِّنَا وَأَدْرَكَ ذَٰلِكَ لَا مَحَالَهُ فَزِنَ الْعَيْنِ النَّظَرُ وَزِنَ اللِّسَانِ الْمَنْطِقُ وَالنَّفْسُ تَمَنَّى وَتَشْتَهِي وَالْفَرْجُ يُصَدِّقُ ذَلِكَ وَيُكَذِّبُهُ. Allah has written for the son of Adam his inevitable share of adultery, whether he is aware of it or not. There's a certain amount of zina that is written for each and every one of us. The adultery of the eye is looking at something haram. The adultery of the tongue is to speak, you know, speaking flirtation or whatever the case is, in a haram manner. And the zina of the inner self is to wish and long for adultery. And the private parts will either confirm or deny that. They will either turn that into a reality or they will refrain from temptation and deny it. The fact that the Prophet ﷺ is describing the sin in such a way really goes to show and emphasize that most other sins aren't considered a necessary or inevitable part of us. Inevitable part of us. Yet attraction is so powerful that the Prophet ﷺ is describing zina as something that's part of you. This helps explain why once this technology is introduced, and once this pornography becomes so available, it is something overwhelming. So even if you're struggling, don't give up. Withdrawal is extremely painful. It's the brain, and it's the brain's reward center, begging and pleading and rationalizing and threatening and punishing us, convincing us that we need to turn back to our addiction. And you might think to yourself, this is so overwhelming. Why? Because you might start to get jitters or shakes or sweats or brain fog or feeling a sense of meaninglessness, that the world is just gray. You might have mood swings. You might have food cravings. You might have insomnia because you're trying to break away from a certain addiction. Don't panic. Just stay the course, inshallah ta'ala. It's all natural and it's going to get better. Especially because, subhanAllah, how amazing that usually when it comes to addiction, it takes 30 days roughly, about a month, in order to rewire the brain in order to develop new patterns. So subhanAllah, this month of Ramadan is a gift. It's a blessing that Allah Ta'ala gives us something to say, for this month, just try your best to rewire your mind, to develop a little bit more self-control, to control yourself and become powerful over your base desires. So we make dua, Ya Allah, help us to make this Ramadan the Ramadan that breaks our evil habits and to purify our hearts and our eyes and our minds. Ya Allah, help us this Ramadan to gain control over our impulses. Ya Allah, empower us, empower this ummah so that we do not seek out a false sense of empowerment from evil shaitani sources. Ya Allah, strengthen our bonds of marriage and remove any obstacles that are dividing us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma hadina fi man hadayt, wa aafina fi man aafayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt, wa barik lana fi ma a'atayt, wa qina sharra ma qadayt, fa innaka taqdi wa la yuqda alayk, innahu la yadhillu man walayt, wa la ya'izzu man adayt, barakta rabbana wa ta'alayt, rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati حسن وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا واقم الصلاه